We want to build the kingdom of heaven here on earth already. There's bread enough for all the children of men, and roses and myrtles, beauty and pleasure, and sweet peas no less. Yes, sweet peas for everyone as soon as the pots burst. We leave the sky to the angels and the sparrows. Yes, Heinrich Heine's words, critical of religion, have a lasting effect in the 21st century in Europe. But the truth also includes this. We have certainly done all sorts of things here on earth, but one thing we have certainly not done is establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Rather, in the face of inflamed national societies, wars, and upheavals, we have rather ignited something like hell. And in today's temperature, this becomes almost emblematic. It is completely naive to believe that humans can do everything better on their own. By expressing the Nicene Creed musically today and celebrating it together, we Christians are, as it were, trading the same accusation of naivety. In the first four centuries, the Christian churches and movements racked each other's brains and pondered the inner Trinitarian relationships of God in a highly speculative gesture. They have climbed high in this process. And the higher you climb and speculate, the thinner the air becomes, as we all know from mountaineering. To our modern ears, this sounds peculiar, strange, and ultimately perhaps no less naive. And then in our sermon text, Jesus asks this direct, surprising, and astonishing question clearly and unmistakably: who do you say that I am? Yes, of course, people say this and that when they have to talk about faith or about God. And they often, a little embarrassed and like to shrug their shoulders. But that was already the case 2,000 years ago. What do the disciples say about the other people's answers? Some say you are John the Baptist. Others say you are Elijah. Others say you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Well, opinions differ, as we can see. And how could it be otherwise when we think about how different each and every one of us is? And today, here and now, in this sanctuary, we all have our own thoughts garnished with maybe some doubt or skepticism. And this is the adventure of our faith. God is waiting for our answers. What do you say that I am? But in the end, it's not a quiz where you might have to give the right answer in order to gain the victory of eternal life. On the contrary, he's waiting much more for our own honest answer, because he means us, very specifically, because he loves us just as we can answer now and today. Peter's answer to Jesus' question as to who the disciples say he is, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," is precisely one that is not based on Peter's strength of faith, nor on his peers' abilities and achievements. Ultimately, it is God himself, God, who helps Peter to this insight. For as Jesus goes on to say to Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." It is the Holy Spirit who takes us into the question, who are you that I should be? And inspires and motivates us to leave heaven to the, not to leave heaven to the doves and the sparrows, but to take it with us into our lives here and now. Yes, of course. We stand with both feet on this sometimes sober and gloomy earth. But we can always lift our eyes to heaven and not only to the sky. And with him, the living one, with him, Jesus Christ, we can always seek an answer to the question, who do you say that I am? And as Jesus says so beautiful elsewhere in the Gospel of Matthew, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Und der Friede Gottes, welcher höher ist als alle unsere menschliche Vernunft, der bewahre unsere Herzen und Sinne in Christus Jesus. Amen.